Joining us on the phone is Todd Pritchard from Wisconsin Emergency Management. It's time to remind people of a good habit they should always have, isn't it, with changing batteries when you change your clocks.
Absolutely. This is a great time that when you're starting to spring forward, which we'll be doing on Sunday, that you check out the devices around you that help save your life. And the biggies are obviously your smoke detector and carbon monoxide detector in your homes. And obviously, you know, it's amazing how many folks don't have a working smoke detector. It might be sitting up in the ceiling, but the battery doesn't work. Maybe it doesn't even have a battery. Maybe someone took it out when it was making that beeping noise telling you you got to change the battery, and you just took it out to stop it from beeping, and you never put another battery in. And those kind of things are costing hundreds of lives every year.
What I've been told in the past, and you can tell me if this is accurate, a lot of people don't realize when their detectors don't work properly, even when they have a battery in them, and they should test them often.
Absolutely. And you should also make sure that if your smoke detector is about 8 to 10 years old, you should get rid of it. You should get a new one. Because really, those smoke detectors can only function for so long. The systems inside of that little box really only go for about 8 to 10 years, and then they start failing. So you're absolutely right. You can have a smoke detector where, oh, I've changed the battery, and I push the button, and it makes a beeping noise, but it's not really either being as effective as it's been before or may not even be working at all. So make sure that you have a smoke detector that is less than 8 years old.
True or false, if you have a smoke detector that is not also a carbon monoxide detector, time to change it.
That's a great idea, too. And carbon monoxide detectors are just such a lifesaver. We all know carbon monoxide is really a silent killer. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, and it can take your life in a matter of minutes. If you don't have a combination smoke detector, carbon monoxide detector, this is a great time to get one. You can get standalone carbon monoxide detectors at hardware stores and different locations like that, and they're very inexpensive. And you literally just plug them into the wall. When you're for new construction, it's required to have them hardwired into your home, but it's easy and very simple and inexpensive to just pick one up and plug it into the wall. It has a battery backup, and will go off and let you know that deadly gas is around.
Anything you want to add today?
You know, the other things to do, we always, this is a great time, well, is when you're springing forward and you're moving the clock forward, to make sure that your home emergency kit is up to snuff. We always encourage folks to have a kit in their home, case of an emergency, some food, water, you know, that kind of thing. If you have food in your kit, check to make sure that it hasn't expired or if it's close to expiration. If it's close, take it out, use it now, and put some new stuff in there. So, and if you don't have a kit, this is a great time to get one. We have a full list of options of ways, things that you put in a kit on our website, which is Ready Wisconsin. Just search us at Ready Wisconsin. We have a full list of what to put in a kit. So, yeah, if you don't have one, this is a great time to put one together.
Todd Pritchard from Wisconsin Emergency Management, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.